Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome in the clubhouse. We're still doing that April showers bring May flowers thing. We've got the winds 15 to 30 out of the east and rain occasionally. It'll be a great day to play some target golf. And congratulations, Punahou, winner of the Hawaii High School Athletic Association 2015 David Ishii State Golf Tournament, Moanalua second, Iolani third, and Baldwin fourth. First place, individual play, Spencer Dunaway, Kamehameha Kapalama Campus. Congratulations to all of you. And today we've got USJ local qualifying at Kaanapali. That's for the men. The women's sectional qualifying on the Royal Course at Kaanapali is also underway. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. You know, once the guys go through local qualifying, then they go on to sectional. And then they go on to the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay. Ron Syrak, the senior writer for Golf Digest, he played Chambers Bay. I think it was just a week ago or so. We're going to be talking to him right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Also by Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem.
And Poipu Bay Golf Course has a Mother's Day sale going on today. It's buy one, get one, half off all apparel for women. And we're giving away two rounds to the lucky winner of the Mother's Day Poipu Bay Golf Course giveaway. Two rounds to the caller at 808-296-5467. Ron Syrak is senior writer for Golf Digest. He's the author of the Vision 54 trilogy. And happy birthday to Pia this morning. He's the PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. My pleasure.
You know, I was at Chambers Bay in August. I can't say that I played the course. I walked it and played some of it. It's a long, difficult course. I want to get your take on the playability of that course. Would you recommend it to the average golfer?
Well, you know, I played it at 6,500 yards, which is about 1,000 yards less than the pros are going to play it at in the Open, and I had fun. I enjoyed it. I'm a 10 handicap. I had 8 pars and a birdie, and so you would think I was playing right about my number, maybe a little better than that. But there were 3 holes where I ended up with the ball in my pocket. So it might be it's a better match play course than it is a stroke play course. It can be very punishing. It's fun in that it's tricky. You know, there's a lot to figure out. If I was playing in the U.S. Open, I'd get there really early, and I might hire a local caddy to walk with my caddy and have him teach him some of the local knowledge of the course.
Someone said that the pros should play at least 10 rounds before the U.S. Open.
I think that Mike Davis, he's been setting up the courses for the U.S. Open for about 10 years now, and in my opinion, he hasn't gotten it wrong yet. He does a great, great job. But he has a lot of tricks up his sleeves for this Open, he's going to use ribbon tees, which essentially means that holes are going to play not only from a different length from day to day, but they're going to have a different angle of attack from day to day. He may move the tee up and over extremely to the right and change your approach to the fairway that way. So the more local knowledge you can gather, the two words that I kept coming up with are preparation and patience. That's what's going to be That's what's going to be needed there.
Yeah, and when I was on the course with a USJ official, he said that a lot of shots can be played like bank shots off the edge of the slope so that you get it into the right place on the green.
Yeah, there's more than one way to get to the hole on a lot of the green complexes. And you're going to see somebody, float a shot in to 15 feet on a nice lob shot with some good check spin on it. And then you're going to see somebody else hit a ball that's going to go behind the green and it's going to funnel down and end up closer to the hole than the other shot. So that's part of where patience and local knowledge are really going to play a big role in it. And to not get frustrated if somebody hits a shot that it was not the way you played it and ends up in a better place that you're at.
What is your take? There's been some, Ian Poulter came away grumbling. A lot of pros are grumbling. What's your take on their reaction to this course?
Well, I think we're going to hear a lot. I can't wait to get there for the Open because there is going to be a lot of grumbling that week. I was at the 99 British Open at Carnoustie, which is the toughest setup that I ever saw. And I could tell on Tuesday which players had no chance to win that golf tournament, that they had talked their way out of it. They hated the course so much before the tournament even started that they had no chance. And that's the famous John Vandeveld tournament. But what we tend to forget is that Paul Laurie, on an incredibly difficult course, shot 67 on Sunday. I remember the greenkeeper there, a guy named John Philp. I asked him, I said, what do you say to the players who are grumbling? And he just said, Hogan would have figured it out, and I think, and that's going to be one of the keys of Chambers is the player who figures it out is going to be the guy who's going to win.
Did that bunker on 18 surprise you?
Yes. In fact, my caddy sort of brilliantly didn't tell me that it was there. Because he knew that if it got into my head, then it was going to be a magnet. There's a lot of stuff. That's just surprising about that golf course. It's going to be a real logistical nightmare just to move people around the golf course.
I was going to ask you about that. First, let's talk about you covering. You're going to be there covering the. This is a difficult course because it's almost impossible to get inside the ropes.
Well, in fact, one of the reasons that I went out to play the course was in my role with the Golf Writers Association of America, I had been informed that normally we get about 200 inside the rope armbands at a U.S. Open, and this year it's going to be about 50.
Wow.
So I went out to see why that was. And when I got there, I saw why it was. There's a lot of holes that I don't think spectators are going to be able to get to at all.
When I was thinking about it, there's no place where a spectator can line up and follow to the green.
What they're going to try to do, they're going to build, and they were already constructing some of these when I was there, they're going to build massive bleachers. And there are places where, from on some of those dunes, on some of those hills, where you can see several holes. They are going to be, and they sort of did this at Marion, because Marion was a very, very small piece of property, and it was hard for people to get around. They tried to encourage people to watch golf from a stationary place, to sit in a bleacher and not follow groups, but let the groups come to you. They're really going to be trying to do that here.
It's the closest thing I've seen to arena golf. I mean, when you look at where the walkway is above Chambers Bay, the golf course, with a beautiful mm-hmm. view of Puget Sound, right? And they're encouraging people to sit up there and watch over 7 or 8 holes that literally seem to be all one piece of property. They're so close together.
Yeah, this is going to become as close to made-for-TV golf as we're going to see, you know. The Ryder Cup has sort of already become made-for-TV golf because you get 40,000 people on a Ryder Cup course, and there's only 4 groups on the course. You can't see anything. So it becomes, people hang out in hospitality tents and watch it on TV. And I think that that's going to be a lot of what's going to happen at Chambers Bay.
Why does the USGA like Chambers Bay?
I think there's a couple of reasons in here. One is it's a public golf course. And we've seen them in recent years try to get to public courses. We've seen it at Bethpage and Torrey Pines and Pebble and Pinehurst, and courses that people can actually play. So and go visit. So it's a celebration of public golf for one thing. They do like that West Coast time zone because it puts you on, you know, they're going to be finished at 10 o'clock Eastern time on television, moves you into primetime golf coverage. They like that. And there's never been a U.S. Open held in the Pacific Northwest. So I think those are all reasons that the Chambers Bay got on there. Plus, it is an absolutely unique setup. It's as close to Lynx Golf as you're going to get in the United States. There's 1,000 acres, and there's one tree on 1,000 acres.
Yeah.
And it's not like a PGA Tour course. It's not like a U.S. Open course. And because of the severity of the green complexes, it's not even like a British Open course. It's totally unique.
It is. It is. Unlike anything the PGA Tour has. These guys come from these perfectly manicured greens, perfectly mown fairways. Everything is perfect. It's almost a pool table green when they come on. It's just perfect. And
yeah, they play the same golf course every week, by and large. You know, part of what makes the Hawaii swing fascinating to watch on TV, and I think that opening tournament of champions event is one of the best television experiences in golf, is because the course is so different than what they play because of the changes in elevation, fast runouts that you get off the tee. But by and large, these guys play the same golf course every week.
We're going to take a break real quick. I want to talk the LPGA with you, a little bit of players, and of course, Tiger, and a beautiful story that you wrote, Sophie Gustafson's story. And, you know, I didn't know that Tiger Woods had a stuttering problem as a child, and I started wondering if that's kind of one of the reasons why he's having an off game. That's stretching it. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. I'm talking with Ron Syrak, golf senior writer for Golf Digest. Right after this, we'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
LPGA, I was looking at the schedule and the winners so far. I believe we've had 3 2-time winners on the LPGA. Lydia Ko, Siyoung Kim, and NB Park. 5 Korean LPGA winners, 1 New Zealander, of course, who's also Korean, Lydia Ko, and 2 Americans, Christy Kerr and Brittany Lincecum. She won the champion, the major, the first major, the ANA. With the Kingsmill Championship, the ShopRite, the Manulife, and then the second major of the year, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, we're really hot on this tour right now. Do you think the Ron Syrak is the senior writer for Golf Digest. Do you think the predominantly Korean presence hurts the LPGA in the United States?
No, I don't. I don't think it does, particularly when there are enough Americans in the mix, you know. And look, first off, Lydia Ko is a really, really easy sell to the public. She's just a terrifically smart, engaging, talented, nice person. So that's not a problem at all. And people are gradually learning the NB Park story. I mean, man, she's sort of putting up Annika-like numbers in terms of her consistency. She's just always on the leaderboard. The name, of all those names that you mentioned, the conspicuously absent one is Stacey Lewis. And she's put herself in position to win several times this year, but has not gotten it done. And that's a little bit baffling. I wouldn't be surprised to see her win the KPMG Women's PGA Championship because KPMG is one of her sponsors. I expect to see her emerge. Stacey said something really, really brilliant when they announced the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. She was asked the question about the Korean presence on tour, and she said, hey, look, in honesty, Asia got us through the recession. And she's absolutely right.
Bravo.
When they drop down to 23 tournaments, that those Asian events and the Korean TV money really kept tour afloat.
Yeah, we don't realize in the U.S. just how the women's game is embraced. For instance, in Japan, the ladies' tour in Japan is much more popular than the men's tour in Japan. And the same can be said for the Korean ladies' tour. So on the Asian, it's interesting to see, you know, we think of Asian culture as being male-dominated, but the women dominate in golf, in sports.
Yeah, there were times when Ai Miyazato was playing in a Japan LPGA event and going up against Tiger Woods in TV and beating him in the ratings.
Yeah.
And Korean TV money is the single largest revenue stream that the LPGA has. It's just it really is an essential part of the business model of the tour. I think right now Mike Warren's done a brilliant job of building back up domestic tournaments. They're up to I think 33 now from the low of 23, and I think he's had some Americans step forward. It was terrific that Michelle Wee won the U.S. Open last year. That was a good winner for them. Stacey has been in the mix she's been player of the year two of the last 3 years. That helps their story. I think they're positioned really well.
Yeah, we have great U.S. players. Seeing Christy Kerr win was fabulous, and Brittany Lincecum breaking through, such a strong player, that was great. And I got to ask you about Michelle. She seems to have a slow start to the season. Is that it's not unusual, is it, for some players to be strong in the fall and not in the spring?
Yeah, if you look at Jessica Korda's either won or finished second in the first tournament of the year like 4 years in a row, you know. And Michelle's always been a slow starter and has gotten her legs under as the season's gone on. I still see in her somebody who is in a really, really good place in her life. She's a happy person now. She's enjoying golf for the first time in quite a while, and we're going to see her. We're going to see her back in the mix really soon. She's throughout her career, except for that 2006 season when she was absolutely remarkable at age 16, has never really been a consistent player. You know, she can be all over the map, but we'll see her get her stride soon.
Some people may not know KPMG Women's PGA Championship. This used to be the LPGA Championship, and now the PGA of America has really stepped up to support the women's game, like they have the PGA Championship. This is their women's version. Do I have that right?
You do have that right, and you know, there were a lot of veteran players who were not happy with losing that brand LPGA Championship and it becoming the Women's PGA Championship. But I think Mike Wan has two missions going forward right now. He wants to drive up prize money, and he wants more network TV exposure for his tour on the weekends. And he's getting both of those with this tournament. Because of the deep pockets of both KPMG and the PGA of America, the prize money is going to be 50% more than it used to be as the LPGA Championship, and it's going to be on NBC on the weekends. And, you know, Golf Channel does a great job of televising golf, but Golf Channel, you know, you're preaching to the choir. You're reaching people who are already golf fans, and the LPGA needs to reach the casual sports fan and get them to taste the product and to see what a great product the LPGA is. That's the only way they're going to grow viewership, and this is a big step in that direction.
No, it's interesting. Many people have told me recently that they are now starting to prefer the LPGA Tour to the PGA Tour. And it's an interesting dynamic going on the PGA Tour with a lot of Jim Furyk is doing great. Phil Mickelson is up and down. Tiger Woods is still trying to get his legs underneath him. And we're at what was for so long touted as a potential fifth major on the PGA Tour, which is, of course, the Players' Championship. They stopped trying to do that, didn't they? Try to push this as the fifth major, the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what they will continually tell you, and they're right about this, it has one of the strongest fields that we have all year. It is, everybody is there. And it's a golf course that we are now all very, very familiar with because they've been playing on it for so long. We know those closing three holes, 16, 17, 18, how exciting they are. So they've realized that they don't have to try to make it something it isn't now. They don't have to say it's the fifth major. It is what it is. It's a very, very good golf tournament.
Excellent. An excellent story. Sophie, it's one of those names I get to, Gustafson or Gustafson. Tell us the right way to pronounce Sophie's name.
Well, you know, it's always been Sophie Gustafson as long as I've known, although I have a feeling in Sweden it might be Gustafson.
Sophie Gustafson. Yeah. Her story about she stutters terribly, as you wrote in your beautiful article about a plea from a mother about her child who also has the stuttering complex. The problem that comes along with that is the teasing from children. Tell us about the story.
Yeah, Sophie, the family reached out to Sophie. And this is, you know, I've known Sophie very well for more than a dozen years now. And she never told me this, but this family had reached out to her, and she's been mentoring the kids. She's been in communication with him and giving him encouragement about that he can overcome his stuttering. And he had a particularly bad week at school where he was being teased a lot, and he came home, and he tried to commit suicide. And his parents stopped him at the last minute, and it raised that really broader crucial issue of bullying. And, you know, more than the stuttering problem, it's the way kids who are different in any sort of way can tend to be treated by other kids in cruel, mean ways. And I've received very nice communication from the boy's mom thanking me for the piece that I did. And, you know, but Sophie is helping this boy not just with dealing with stuttering, but dealing with the way people treat people who have issues like that.
And where can we find it, the story?
If you just go to golfdigest.com, or probably if you just Google my name and Sophie's name, it'll pop up pretty quickly right there. But and I would also encourage people to go to YouTube and find video of the speech that Sophie gave when she won the Ben Hogan Award from the Golf Writers Association of America. Her acceptance speech, the Ben Hogan Award goes to somebody who's overcome adversity to succeed in golf. And Sophie's acceptance speech, she videotaped in advance, and she did it herself. And it took her 7 hours to make about a 7-minute speech. And it's a very, very moving piece of work.
7 hours to make a 7-minute speech for for video to present it.
Yeah.
She insisted on finishing. You know, I was, as I said earlier, I was looking for things about stuttering, and I came across Elise Goodman doing research into motor and cognitive similarities between golf and stuttering. And I thought, I've got to get in touch with this woman because, you know, when you think about it, when you have the things that come along with being unsure, stop and go, not following through, you know, just the problems that associate when you think about the rhythm of speech and the rhythm of motor movements. I've got to look into it. And then that's when I found out she wrote that Tiger Woods had a stuttering problem when he was younger and got over it. And in 60 seconds, Ron, can you sum up what your take is on Tiger's schedule and how he's doing at the Players? I mean, a 7 on the par 5 this morning was brutal.
Yeah, he played the 2 par 5s on the front 9 and 14 strokes.
Sorry.
It's hard to figure out. I still think he's got a perfect storm of three things going on. He's got physical problems. His body has broken down in a lot of ways. He's got technical issues. The particularly with the short game, it's still there, and he's got confidence issues, and I think he's battling all three of those. To me, the only way he can get out of it is to play his way out of it, not practice his way out of it. I think he needs to play more. He needs to get out there and take his lumps, as he's doing this week at the Players. He barely made the cut, and looks like he's going to shoot about 75 today. I think that, we're never going to see the 24-year-old Tiger Woods again. That just doesn't happen. Time wins. It always does. But he could be one of the top players in the world again, but I think he's got to play more.
Yes. Couldn't agree with you more. Love talking with you. Ron Cyrax, senior writer, Golf Digest. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. My pleasure.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. We're going to learn a little bit about our game. It's called DST Golf. Well, I'm just going to tease you with that. There's actually a really cool reason why it's DST. Rich Massey's next, Vice President of Operations. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Speaking of Poipu Bay Golf Course, it's the Mother's Day sale, the buy one, get one half off apparel for women. Of course, it applies to regularly priced women's apparel items, and the second item must be of equal or lesser value. There's also the 40% off table for men and women's shirts. There's a 30% off sale for shoes, men and women's shoes, Nike and FootJoy and others. There's always a 25% off sale rack. And the Royster Group is going out this morning. May you all hit the sweet spot. There's a 9:20, a 10:30, and 11:10. And you must call now because you could win two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. You can give this to mom, or you can give it to dad. You can give it to a friend, or you can play Poipu Bay Golf Course and really enjoy a fabulous day at Poipu Bay. All you have to be is the ninth caller. So you need to call 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Rich Massey is the Vice President of Operations of DST Golf. Delayed Strike Technology. It's a training aid. Welcome to the show, Rich.
Thank you, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. I don't think a lot of people realize what this can do for you. It's an odd club because it's got an interesting angle to the shaft. And yet I'd like to have the sole on that wedge always on all my clubs. tell us, when we talk about the secret in the swing is delayed impact or lag impact, a position which the club head trails behind the hands. The hands,
that is correct.
The hands lead the club head through impact. So tell us about this club.
So the DST compressor club actually has a curved shafted golf club. So basically what we're doing is we're curving the shaft to simulate what happens to our straight shaft under the maximum loaded impact, which means that when a player gets to impact, as you were just mentioning, the hands are leading the club head. So right at the moment of impact, the shaft actually bows outward towards the target almost a little bit. So we went ahead and we created a shaft that already has that bow in it. Now, excuse me, it does a couple of things. One, as you mentioned, it teaches the golfer that they have to sustain the line of compression or keep their hands ahead of the club head through impact. Secondly, what it does is it teaches them that how they properly have to pivot or turn their body and arms through impact. Because the curvature of the shaft, basically makes the club want to stay on plane through impact for the player. If at any point in time the player takes it off that plane, the error gets exaggerated. So instantly, after each shot, they get that feedback or that feel for whether they're doing it right or whether they're doing it incorrectly. And it's been quite impressive lately how it's taken off with the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour and the European Tour. I mean, between the PGA and the European Tour, we're now up to 74 players that use the DST compressor, and we only started, I guess, basically around the Phoenix Open right after the PGA show. So,
wow.
And I think we have 18 LPGA players, and that was only after 1 week.
Wow.
We went out to, yeah, so it's been pretty incredible.
So this totally makes sense. The hand leads the club head. The hand leads, so your hand always has to be, and you should really go, there's a great YouTube video of the gentleman who actually, he's your president.
An inventor. Yep, his name's Bertie Cordell. He's from the UK, and he basically read The Golfing Machine and thought there had to be an easier way to explain this to people, and he decided he was going to make a curve-shafted golf club, and certainly seemed like an easier thought than it was in reality. So it took about 2 years to create the machine to actually curve the shafts, because they're scientifically curved. It's not just randomly, of course. And then we've basically launched the company at the PGA show this year, and we were awarded top 12 products of the whole show by the Golf Digest. So it's been going up ever since then.
So DST Golf is based on Homer Kelly's Golfing Machine book. After 28 years of studying the golf swing, he said the secret to golf is sustaining the moment of compression.
That is correct, yes. I mean, all good players, if you watch it, whether it's still photography or video, all good ball strikers have those hands leading the club head through impact and also keep their arms basically swinging on plane through impact or properly pivoting.
Interesting. You need to see this. I wish I could, but when I say your hand leads, of course, your hand is, there's an angle that's really important to all of this. And tell us about the angle from the shoulder to the hands.
Yeah, so if you drew a line down from your left, assuming you're a right-handed player, if you drew a line down from your left shoulder or left inside armpit area down to the ball, that would be the line of tension. Well, unfortunately, most amateurs have their hands at impact behind that line of tension. All good players will have their hands in front of that line. There's a great visual in one of the videos that you mentioned. If you go to the dstgolf.com website, there's a visual where the Bertie Cordell actually has a rope, and at the end of the rope is about a 10-pound weight. And he says, if you were trying to drag this weight, you certainly wouldn't have your hands behind the weight. So you'd have your hands leading or pulling that rope, pulling the club head through impact. And so, again, the golf club was designed in order to give people not only the visual, because I've had people pick up the golf club and then look at me and say, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do? Because they're not used to seeing that curve or the shaft bowing outward and having their hands in front of the club head. So even before they hit balls, it's a good visual for people. And then once they start hitting balls, they really get that proper sensation of the hands leading the club head through impact and how the club and the shaft itself wants to swing left or on plane through impact. So it's very much a feel. I mean, some training aids tend to be mechanical. This is the least of the things that the DST compressor club does. In fact, most of the tour players would tell you the number one reason they use it is because it helps them create a feel for what they're trying to do to get to the proper impact position. The interesting thing about that is, when you swing that club, your perception of the feel that you're generating in order to keep the club on plane through impact and keep the hands ahead of the club head unique to you because it may not be the same perception that I have. Meanwhile, we might be doing the same thing, but your idea of what you're doing and my idea, you know, may not be the same. So if I tell you, okay, Danielle, you have to do this, it just may not register for you. So this golf club actually allows the player to use the lack of a better term, to own their own feel for what needs to be done in order to get the club properly moving through impact.
That's perfectly said. We all learn differently, and we all a different explanation of something will trigger the aha moment in one person and won't in another. What's
correct.
Also interesting is that we don't realize that just by that club head hitting the ball, that bends the shaft. You know,
yes, it's pretty unique to see. If you look at, you know, the shaft obviously actually bows in the opposite direction just before impact, but right at impact, under that maximum force, that shaft actually wants to bow outward down towards the line. If you look at our website, you'll see one of the more famous pictures of Ben Hogan, and you'll see how his hands are leading through, and that shaft actually bows outward. And it's really interesting to see, and it shows you how much force is applied to the golf ball and to the ground when your player does make impact.
Okay, that's dstgolf.com where you can see these videos. Now, there's a lot of folks out there probably thinking, yeah, but my club head speed isn't anywhere near fast enough to make anything bow.
Well, it's funny. I just gave a lesson this morning. I'm also an instructor, and I gave a lesson to a person, and I was saying that, you know, when you use your hands, you can only create so much speed for the golf club, versus if you use the full mass or body weight of the individual, and once you get that in motion, it creates a lot of force on the golf ball. So you don't actually have to generate a ton of club head speed in order to compress the ball properly and to maximize your distance. Now, at some point in time, every player is going to get to the maximum point of how far they can hit it, but you're going to hit it much further and much more consistent if you compress the ball by turning your arms and body on plane through impact versus slapping at it with your hands. So again, the DST is designed more to get the player to keep the hands ahead of the club head through impact and to use their body to actually release the club through impact. And it's a much more consistent, much more powerful way to make impact versus just throwing your hands at it or trying to lift the ball like most amateurs do.
Why is the sole of the wedge? Let's start with the wedge, because you also have an 8-iron, right? The DST compression 8-iron and DST...
DST compressor wedge and the compressor 8-iron, correct?
Compressor wedge and 8-iron, yeah.
Yep.
Why
so,
is the wedge...
So the wedge is... Sure, because if you look at our golf clubs, you'll see there's what we call a hand position alignment marker on the hosel of the golf club. And what that is we basically profess that we think players would be more consistent if they preset the shaft lean at impact, meaning that the shaft would be tilted forward. So if you're set up in that position, the hand position alignment marker will actually line up with the bottom groove of the golf club, and it will look like one straight line. So if you set a player up in that position and you use your regular wedge, per se, you're going to make it a bit of a digger, meaning that you're going to take a little steeper divot, a deeper divot. You'll hit it better, but you'll have a bigger divot. So by amending the sole, adding some more bounce to it, we've basically negated that digging of the club by setting the player up in that forward shaft lean position.
That's what it's for. Okay.
It's funny too, because, again, I've got so many tour players using it, and I've had numerous comments from players that say, well, these are good-looking golf clubs.
Yeah.
You know, they think because of training, it's a training club, that somehow it shouldn't look like a good golf club. But quite the contrary, we've been very fortunate that players have been very kind in their comments about, you know, how nicely the golf club looks. And while, you know, tour players, of course, they're not used to having a sole that big on a golf club, but they don't even mention that. They're so fixated on what the club's doing for their feel and how well they're hitting it that they could, to be honest, they could care less how big the sole is.
Right. Yeah, if it makes my game better, my swing better, my contact better, my distance, I don't care. I'm going to use it. It's
exactly.
Like, Sean Foley introduced the DST club to Justin Rose, right?
Correct. That is correct. How the story works is Henrik Stenson was one of the first guys to really use the club, and him and Justin are very friendly. And Henrik had three tournaments in a row. I think he finished fourth, fourth, and second. And so Justin Rose must have asked him about it. And the next thing I know, I get a call from Justin Rose saying, "Hey, can you send me a couple of those clubs?" And we did, and I had already had a relationship with Sean Foley about with the clubs and also just on instruction. And he absolutely thought that the club was brilliant. He said, this is just one of the best training clubs I've ever seen. And so it was a natural progression for Justin to start using it between Henrik had suggesting it and then Sean. And he started using it at the Houston Open, the Shell Open. And then, of course, he finishes second in the Masters and wins in New Orleans. So he's been quite happy, and he was very, very kind to say that he's worked the DST club into everyday practice and that it just makes him or gives him the proper feel for where he wants to be at Impact. So, yeah, very nice story that, especially, he's a great player, don't get me wrong, but he was struggling a little bit, but then all of a sudden he kind of turned it around. And he was kind enough to give us some credit for that.
Send one to Tiger Woods.
You know what? I've given some to Chris Como, his coach.
Ah.
At that point, that's up to Chris, of course. If he wants to share that with Tiger, I think that would help his game. But that's a discussion for Chris and Tiger to have.
Of course. DSTGolf.com. That's where you can find out more. Can we order there?
Yes. We sell directly through the website. And so anybody can just, go right to the website, order. We ship to the U.S. and Canada and then overseas. Our parent company is located in England, so they handle all of the European shipments. It's easy to do, and it's $99.99 for the club, so it's pretty reasonable. And for the benefit you're going to get from it, we think it's one of the best values out there.
A PGA Master Professional said these clubs are for everybody because each golfer, they understand that the golf ball, especially with the irons, must be struck on the downswing, and the DST compressor, the DST golf compressor, is brilliant in helping people understand and feel it, which is exactly what you were talking about earlier. Rich Massey, VP of Operations, DST Golf. Find them at dstgolf.com. Thanks for being on the show, Rich. You've opened up a lot of eyes.
Daniel, thank you. Thank you very much, and have a great day, and thanks for having us on the show.
Absolutely. We're going to come back and talk with Darren Sumimoto about taming the windward coast of Oahu because he's the director of operations at Olomana and the Royal Hawaiian Country Club. It's the front nine now. It's the Jurassic Park of Oahu, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
The Mother's Day sale is on at Poipu Bay, and we have something for you to win. Two rounds. We haven't gotten all our callers. We need the ninth caller, 808-296-5467. Long distance, 808-296-5467. Give us a call. All right, we're going to go straight now to the windward side, where it's absolutely blowing, and we've got the you know, the spring season is still upon us with rain, which we all desperately need. Except if you're on the windward side at Olomana, you may not want any more rain. Let's bring Darren Sumimoto onto the show. Darren, VP I should say Director of Operations. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I didn't know I got a promotion, though.
Yeah. I just, you know, I roll those out.
Thanks for that one. I appreciate that.
When I say it's been wet on the windward side this year, it has been, hasn't it?
Well, yes and no. You know, it's a drier winter than we had last year. Our February last year was just a disaster. Like at Olomana, I think we probably had, I want to say, 7 or 8 days where we were completely closed because the drainage issues we used to have there. But this year, knock on wood, not as bad.
Okay, and this is Olomana Golf Course, first of all, is right correct. Next door to Bellows in Waimanalo on mm-hmm. Oahu's windward coast. Olomana is on the ocean, but it's also just about sea level. And so correct. What kind of challenges does that present?
Well, the biggest issue we have there with the drainage is that, well, one, all the fairways and everything there is all clay, so it doesn't drain well. We do have waterways that we've cleared in the last year that are helping to get the water off the golf course and into the waterways where it's supposed to be draining out into the ocean. So that's helped us tremendously this winter, where we haven't had any flooding on the golf course that was bad enough that we had to close.
I remember last year, there were a mm-hmm. couple of days where you were actually shut down. It wasn't just park golf, you know.
Yeah. Last February was disastrous. Yeah. I mean, I think it was 7 or 8 days that we completely shut down.
Shut down. So now you don't have that problem because you've been working on the drainage and getting that water not to gather, but to, if you could imagine a golf course that has all these beautiful ocean views and lily ponds, mm-hmm. you have... Are those, I'm surprised, are those freshwater ponds?
Well, they didn't used to be. The way that golf course is designed, all the rainwater that comes down from the mountains in Waimanalo and from Keolu Hills, all drains and supposed to run through the golf course out to the drainage areas and towards Bellows Beach and out into the ocean. And then also we would, In the past, we had tidal activity that would come back in. So the waters used to be brackish. We used to have Samoan crabs there. We had a holy and some papillo and stuff in the waterways.
Wow.
Because it was brackish, the tide came in. We actually had some issues with tidal erosion before. But over the years, so much, you know, just by depositing silt, so much rain over the years, it's built up where the waterways don't go all the way out to the ocean. Unless we have like some catastrophic flooding event, you know. So, you know, over the last, I don't know how many, 10, 15 years, maybe even more, we haven't had that tidal influx. So now we have catfish in the ponds instead of Samoan crabs and, a holy and things like that. So that has changed a lot. And, you know, we're working with the Bellows, you know, to help clean the waterways and things like that so that we can get that natural tidal action to come in. That'll help us labor-wise, too, because right now we have to clean the streams. Because in the past, when you had that brackish water coming in, you know, that would kill the reed grass and things in the ponds, and we didn't have maintenance issues. Now we have to go in there and clean them out.
It's a lot of work.
And
you've been working on the golf course in addition to some... the last time I played... There was a tree. It was kind of still in play, for me at least. It was down. And so are you trying to make sight lines better? Tell us what your plan is.
Yeah, you know, there's, well, originally, I mean, I wish we could take all the credit for the smarts of having to remove some of those. But some of those were just through natural, like termite action and things like that, that they were getting damaged. So some, and through disease and things like that. So some of them, we thinned out. We didn't actually go after and kill and cull out trees,
no,
but we
don't
thin
do
them
that.
Out.
Right.
And some of them, I think about three of them, were actually diseased, so we removed them. And that created more light, more wind movement, and I think so a lot of the golfers, through sheer luck, I think it's making it more playable.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, one thing that people really need to get is that golf course superintendents are some of the most earth-friendly people on the planet. They
Absolutely.
Love the ground they're working, and mm-hmm. they don't want to do anything to harm it. And, you know, what was done in the 60s and 70s isn't being done anymore when it comes to herbicides and pesticides and all
Correct.
Of those things that, you know, that people don't have such, I don't know why we hold on to negative thought, but you can take that and just like throw it out the window. That is not an issue. They're taking care of the land. Can I ask you about when you said termites, there is quite a number of termites. Why are they so prolific there?
Well, it's either termites or ants. When you get the ants, that's a good sign because that means they've gone after the termites already.
Oh, good.
But you know, it's just the moisture. When you get a lot of rain, when you get, you know, saturation in areas, the termites will gravitate towards that. Ground termites are everywhere, actually. You know, thank goodness they like what they're eating out there on the golf course and they're not in the clubhouse right now.
Yay. Yeah, it was so for long range plans, you're going to just continue to work on the course? You're going to change the clubhouse?
Correct.
What's the plan?
Well, there's no at this time there's no long-term plans for the clubhouse or anything. What we're trying to do is improve the playing conditions. I think our biggest knock over there over the last few years has been the fairways and how bumpy they've been. And that's just over the years of, you know, neglect and not trying to correct the situation. So what we've been doing is we've been cutting and filling all the fairways to level them out. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to Rich Josui. He's our superintendent there. And he and his crew, Alan Darris, the assistant, and, you know, they've been just killing themselves out there, cutting and filling all the fairways. We even use our outside guest service staff to help move dirt out there. And they're all, you know, everybody's pitching in, and it's just a big team effort. And, you know, the results are there now. You know, the fairways are more drivable. We put plugs out there from our last aeration, and that's growing in. So we should have a pretty decent product by the end of the year.
And this is all part of the Pacific Links acquisition of Olomana and being responsible for bringing, and that's what they want to do, right? They want to make it one of the beautiful courses because Pacific Links offers memberships to folks on the mainland, and they come,
correct.
They can then use Olomana as part of their membership benefits.
Correct. You know, Olomana is a unique piece in our package. It's definitely not, you know, like the Southern Highlands that, you know, the membership there, I'm not even sure how much they pay, but it's a ridiculous amount of money that they pay out there to live there. It's private gated communities. You know, Olomana is a breath of fresh air for them. For those members to come out and see us, we're a very unique local property, and I think they really like that. That's a genuine, they get to see genuine Hawaii there.
Exactly,
you know?
And yes.
Also the guests that frequent our golf course are, you know, probably about 90% local, I would say, you know, on average throughout the year. And they get to meet the locals and play with them. And, you know, it's just a great atmosphere.
I love the ladies over at Olomana, the Olomani. Don't you have an Olomana
yes.
ladies group?
Yes, we do.
Yes. Well, shout out to all the ladies at Olomana. Royal Hawaiian Country Club. Now, that's kind of like the opposite of Olomana in a way. It's nestled in Maunawili Valley. With, of course, its very rich Hawaiian history, once the home of Queen Liliuokalani, who got there by carriage on her progression from Honolulu. She'd go around Makapu'u through Waimanalo to Maunawili at the base of the Pali Cliffs. Now, here you are with a kind of mountain course, rivers, one of them is very strong, cascading waterfalls, and some pretty swampy areas, and that's why I called the back, or is it the front nine now, Jurassic Park?
Yeah, it's the front nine now. We flipped that.
You flipped it, yes. How do you keep those, how much time does it take to keep all those gigantic leaves? I mean, some of those, I don't know what they are, but they're, you know, they're like elephant ears. They're so large, the leaves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, there's tons of those. That one is probably the least of our worries. I think our biggest issue there is the albizias. One of those
yes.
invasive species ones yes. that, yes. you know, the state's getting really aggressive with now. So, you know, since all that attention that it got over in Hilo when
yeah.
we had the last hurricane.
Right.
Yeah. So there's actually a task force now coming out working with us to get through some of those areas because we have some huge albizia forests that are coming up in Manawili Valley, and they could potentially be dangerous in the future.
So, yeah, it is labor-intensive taking care of that front nine, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, Cesar Emanuelo is our superintendent there, and he's got a team of about three or four guys that all they do is go up there and, you know, keep the vegetation back from encroaching on the golf course.
Down! Well, yeah, Mother Nature, what's her job?
Those albizias are the fastest growing plant known to man right now. They probably grow like 5 to 7 centimeters a day, which is just ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea. I know they planted them because they did grow and all of a sudden you had a tree. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
A really pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to do it more often.
And, okay.
To play at Olomana and Royal Hawaiian Country Club, do I have to be a Pacific Lynx Golf Oahu member?
Absolutely not. We have, you know, we have resident rates. We have the Golf Oahu program, which offers, you know, discounts and things like that. And, all of our courses are open to the public in Hawaii. In Hawaii, we're a unique animal. We're all, quote unquote, semi-private because we have a private membership that frequents our areas, but we are not private in ourselves because we are open to the public.
So get on down because I've got a Royal Hawaiian Country Club 9:30 or 11:30, and Olomana has an 11 o'clock if you'd like to play today. It's gusting out of the east, 10 to 25 to 30 miles, stronger gusts. But, hey, you got to practice that wind game sometime.
Absolutely. Hey, can I give a quick shout-out? I got a demo day coming up at Olomana.
Absolutely.
Next Saturday, the 16th, from 10 to 2. We're going to have Titleist and Callaway out there.
I've got 10. I'm putting on my demo day list. 10 to 2, you should shoot me an email with all the demo days, okay?
We'll do.
10 to 2 demo day at Olomana next
Saturday.
Got it.
Perfect. Thanks
awesome.
So much, Danielle.
Darren, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Aloha. We're going to talk with Stephanie Way, Sports Illustrated golf contributor. She's a golf writer. She has her own site. It's Way Under Par. Sometimes news, sometimes rumors, always golf. And Stephanie was the news. It had to do with something called Periscope and the PGA Tour's ownership rights. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
I've never had an eagle.
Heck, I've never had a birdie.
I would not recognize Jesper Parnovic.
I've never played a round of golf.
But I support the first tee.
It's teaching my daughter important values.
It gets them off the couch.
He's more patient, focused.
Self-confident.
He's just a happier kid.
At the First Tee, we teach kids important values they can take with them from the golf course to their communities and to the rest of their lives.
I didn't know a little golf ball could make such a big difference.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it and rip it. Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
All right. Stephanie Way, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. I'm on Periscope right now.
You are?
Yes, I'm holding it. And we're looking at Raf. He's got his thumb up. Yep. Shaka sign over there. Thanks, Raf. It's kind of hard to turn the thing around and, you know, make everybody see me right now because I'm holding the cat. I'm holding the phone. Let's give you some background. Last weekend, Stephanie Way, who has managed to freelance herself from PGA Tour stop to another, one of the most demanding schedules, she got her credentials yanked for the rest of the year by the PGA Tour. They just said, nope, that's it. No more this year. Bye-bye. You see, she used the streaming smartphone app called Periscope during a practice round. A practice round where people can always snap pictures, take their own videos. But she had been warned about using unauthorized devices, unauthorized applications. Nevertheless, she saw an opportunity to bring the fan inside the ropes. But only the PGA Tour, which owns the rights to everything during a PGA Tour stop, said she'd been warned, and then her press credentials were revoked. Now, this is golf's Periscope moment. You see, there was the Game of Thrones Periscope moment when people were using Periscope to broadcast HBO's rights. Then there was the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight Periscope moment. And Periscope says it's doing nothing wrong more than changing the way news is made. But in no way it condones the use of this app to violate ownership rights. So here we are. This is my show. And Raf, if you want to come and hold this thing, you can show us a better picture of the studio because it's getting kind of boring. We're watching Raf pay. Here he comes. Stephanie Way, after being warned by the PGA Tour the first time, what made you decide to, you know, do that again? Like, tell us.
Well, it was on Instagram that I had been warned about posting videos. I honestly just thinking, I know that's really stupid, but it was a new technology, live streaming, it only lives on the app for 24 hours. I just thought it would be a cool way to engage fans and bring them inside the ropes and show them a lighter side and of the PGA Tour. And midway through, I was like, wait, oh, I remember the regulations. I was like, oh, crap. Like, am I supposed – sorry, am I allowed to say that? I was like, oh, shoot.
Yes.
Am I violating the regulations? And I was like, well, there's probably some wiggle room. You know, this is so new. This is different. Like, you know, maybe there's probably wiggle room. At that point, I should have stopped and called someone. And I obviously
bring over a rules official.
Right.
You need a ruling on this.
Yeah, exactly. It was foolish of me to do that without asking beforehand. But honestly, it was a spur of the moment decision to use it.
Yeah.
I had spoken to some friends about it a few weeks prior during the Masters, and they were like, "Oh, this should be right up your alley. It'd be great if you showed it during a practice round and you sat behind a hole and showed the different shots coming in." And I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. Like, that'd be really great. And I'd forgotten about that conversation. And then I was on the first tee and Matt Jones was about to tee off. And I took out my phone to take a picture of the first hole to tweet. And I was like, oh, Periscope. This feels like a perfect moment to Periscope.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, when you're in the moment, you're not really thinking, but I should have been, I should have known better. And I regret, obviously, my actions, and I respect and understand the tour's regulations.
Oh, did we just lose you?
Oh,
we just almost, we didn't get that last sentence.
Hello?
We didn't get the last sentence. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. I forgot what I said, but well, I said I respect and understand the tour has regulations and it has to protect rights owners, but we're in this ever-changing world landscape where everything is changing constantly, and things need to be modernized, I think, to reflect the current scope of the world that we're living in, where we're constantly sharing content and engaging with other people. You know, that makes it more interesting.
I think I understand. I know what you're doing. I mean, I know what you're saying, and I don't think you probably expected the PGA Tour to be watching your every move.
Yes.
By the same token, if you got, let's say, whoever is sponsoring a PGA Tour, and it's not always a title sponsor. There are loads of sponsors that make a PGA Tour stop profitable. You got one of those guys, and they approached the tour and said, hey, we'd like Stephanie to do this with our logo somehow attached, or for her giving us credit. You might get away with it. But because they work so hard to get these sponsors and then sell, you know, it's I understand where we're coming from here. We can't even tweet, though, at a PGA Tour. Stop.
No, we can.
Can we, when we're,
yeah,
I thought
can.
There was, I thought there was a restriction on how many live
no.
tweets you can
well,
do
yeah,
on the course.
You can't do it. Yeah, you can't do it excessively, but they've kind of let it slide, they say. I mean, that's why it's difficult sometimes. Well, what, you have a rule, you're going to enforce it or you're going to not.
Well, then that's wrong, because if they say you're not supposed to live tweet, and I remember this coming out specifically because, I mean, Ron Cyrak is excellent at live tweeting at an event, and pretty soon they said, nope, that's it, we're not going to let you do that, you know, you can't do that, and you know, we're going to fine the publication that you're with and or yank your right to even be here. So then you say that they let that lapse.
Yeah, they've told me that. I mean, I've obviously had conversations with them about it.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, you're not supposed to post photos, but I go look through your Twitter timeline right now. There are tons of pictures from the tournament, you know, not of like someone swinging or something, but of, you know, the stuff out, you know, that of like a hole or a group crowd of people or something. And they say they let that slide a little bit. That's what has been... that's what I've been told.
Yeah.
As long as you don't do it excessively, it's okay.
Well, then, you know, so now we've got Periscope. And this is Periscope, if you're just joining us, is live streaming. It's right now, we're on Periscope. So you can watch the show, and I own the rights to it, so it's cool. You can watch the show, and Raph's actually hooked it up so we can all listen to both of us what we're saying. So now we're broadcasting.
Oh, very cool.
Yes, and we're streaming, and there's audio, of course, and then there's the video component, and people love
That's
video.
That's so cool.
Yes, exactly. So I understand what you wanted to do, but you know that it violated the rules. By the same token, you can't be a parent PGA Tour and say, well, if you don't excessively jump and run around and scream and shout, like, you know, then... it's okay. You can run around and scream and shout a little bit. That just seems like they need to know if there's a rule, live with it or change the rules. Because as you said, Stephanie Way, Sports Illustrated golf contributor, that this is a new world. There are so many ways for people to communicate and show news. And that's what I saw the proprietor of Periscope on CBS, Good Morning, whatever it's called. you know, their morning show. And he was saying, no, we turned off the Pacquiao Mayweather fight. You know, there were 60,000 people watching it. We turned them off.
Right.
We
they
shut
turned
them.
Off the one that they could.
Yes, that they could. So those were violations. But to me, what you did, yes, okay, it was against the rules. And you'd been warned for doing it on another application. But you accept your hits. When do you get to? You said you had a surprise to tell us Sunday or Monday.
I did.
Yeah, on Twitter, you said, or was it one of your blogs? There was going to be a surprise this Sunday or Monday.
Oh
no.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe taped a segment on Katie Nolan's show.
Oh.
On Fox Sports 1 earlier this morning, and it's airing tomorrow.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Maybe that was it. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It could have been a number of things.
I love it.
I can't keep track of everything I tweet.
So what is your... You know, I was thinking the LPGA is so much more open...
Oh my gosh.
Right?
I mean, I think that they would let me almost like walk down the 18th hole with the person that was about to win the tournament and Periscope from there.
If you have permission, what are you doing for the rest of the year?
Well, they're the majors. They're not run by the PGA Tour.
Right.
Probably doing some LPGA.
Excellent. So you will be on the LPGA. Bravo.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I'm heading over to Europe the week after next to cover their BMW PGA Championship, the European Tour's flagship event, and the Irish Open, which is hosted by Rory McIlroy and has a really great field.
Excellent. Fabulous. Have you done that before?
I have not. I mean, I have covered the Scottish Open once before, and that was really cool. And I sort of covered Dunhill a little bit last year, but I haven't been to Wentworth or Northern Ireland. So that'll definitely be a very cool experience. You know, I'm just trying to make lemonade out of lemons, as they say.
And it seems like you are. And I commend you for that.
I mean, like I said, I take responsibility for my actions. I messed up. I'm living with the consequences. Obviously, I don't necessarily agree with the extent of my punishment, but I just have, you know, it's their right to do what they want to do. So I have to accept that and respect it.
We are guests. As media members applying to, and then we sign this lengthy, lengthy agreement, and I'm not sure how many people have actually read the entire thing, that says that we'll do everything that they want us to do, and we won't do anything that they don't want us to do. And it's their right to throw us out if we've done anything. So I'm always on my toes, not that I've been to that many PGA Tour stops other than in Hawaii. So, you know, I was surprised at their decision to yank your credentials for an entire year. By the same token, when I realized you'd been warned, I thought, boy, that was awfully bold of Stephanie to take the chance.
I honestly just wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
It's such a new medium. I should have known it fit under the purview, but it's just such a new way to and to enhance coverage. I just thought it would be an build up interest.
Oh, I told it, yes. And you've got your 40,000 followers, and they appreciate what you do on Twitter, how you bring the unusual aspects, the more personal aspects, and following Jordan Spieth when he's on a practice round and joking, and the more, you know, the people that we don't get to meet on television because they're all so in the moment of their game. They can't be themselves, so to speak.
Right.
Right? They have to be focused. So
it's a practice round. I just wasn't thinking, you know, obviously. I wish I had thought about it, but it was great for the short amount of time that I used it. The feedback was very positive and the comments that I was getting were great. And, I don't know. I just think that the way that we communicate and digest information is, you know, that, you know, I understand there are rights, but I feel like there's a way for both to exist. I don't think that by using apps like Periscope, I don't think that takes away from people watching TV in any way, especially practice round that's not television. I think it only enhances the chances or builds interest in actually watching the event. Because, I mean, you're streaming from your iPhone, so the quality's not like your HD, your big flat screen TV. I see it as like a secondary means to show content.
I completely agree. What you need to do, of course, is get their approval. So
right.
You need to bring a proposal to the, you know, to the guys, and maybe get all your people you write for to say, okay, we're going to spend a little money here or get a sponsor who's already involved in the PGA Tour. So I think this is a great moment for you, Stephanie, because you want to be on television, the Asia Tour. You're working for Fox One Asia?
Fox Sports Asia. I do. I've done, I worked with them at 9 tournaments last year.
Excellent. And this is great. as you said, you're making lemonade out of lemons. The opportunity that you have now with the attention that's being focused on you for this moment.
I can't believe it. Well, it's funny.
It's great. It's great for you. It's your opportunity to really shine. And I appreciate you being on the show. I was just thinking, you know, I've got the Periscope going on, and I was going to text my producer to say, could you please get Matt Janella? Because Matty G hasn't called in yet, and we were going to do a travel segment with Matty G, but my phone right now is,
Periscoping.
It's Periscoping, and it's so far across the room, I can't go get it.
That's so cool that you have the show Periscoping, though.
Yes, it's a new thing for the golf club. Stephanie Way, I've got to wrap it up. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Aloha, and have a great time. Great time in the UK. It's going to be fabulous. On Twitter, somebody did actually offer you an opportunity at different places to go. I know you asked for recommendations of where to go in Ireland.
Right.
There are some. It's really neat the way people are responding. Thanks for being on with me today. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Okay. Always a pleasure.
Aloha. Thanks. We're going to take a break and see if we can't get Matty G. Matt Janella is the travel editor for Golf Channel on Morning Drive. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Matt Janella is the travel editor for Golf Channel. He's on Morning Drive. He covers the courses, the resorts, and avid amateurs for Golf Channel. His favorite Hawaii destinations include Turtle Bay, Kahuku Golf Course. Man knows Hawaii, doesn't he? Wailua, Kapalua Plantation, the Challenge at Manele. Of course, they're going to be closing the hotel, so you'll have to take a ferry from Maui over to Lanai to play the course and go back home again before nightfall when the last ferry leaves. Welcome to the show, Matty G.
Wow, that's news. I didn't hear that. Wow, that's sad. What's happening?
Oh, they're just closing the course to spruce it up, make it more gorgeous than it already is. Not the course. I mean the hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, the hotel's being renovated. The course remains open. So you take the ferry. Did I say the golf course was closing?
Originally, yeah, you really were just at the course, but no, hotel. Okay, cool.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, people. I probably gave a lot of people a heart attack. They're just the hotel. The hotel. Let me repeat that. The hotel. The golf course is open for business, and the ferry will take you from Maui back and forth.
I'm glad we cleared all that up.
Yeah, me too. I was on Periscope. I got in trouble just a minute ago. I was talking with Stephanie Way, who, you know, the situation. So I decided to Periscope the show while she was on. And then I couldn't text you. It was like, what have I done? So Matt Janella does these great buddies lists, the top 10, you know, Bandon Dunes and Pinehurst and Sea Island and Pebble Beach and Austin and Kiowa and Greenbrier and Scottsdale and Myrtle Beach and Lost Wages, as we call Las Vegas, the ninth island. We all go to Las Vegas all the time, so they don't mind if we call it Lost Wages. So I thought, Matty, for Mother's Day or for just trips for the summer, what are your, like, family, do you have family lists or couples lists for if you just want to take, you know, it's an empty nest and let's get out of here and let's go travel?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that, and obviously Hawaii, I always talk about Hawaii being a great destination for couples and in some cases for families. I used to go to Hawaii when I was a kid with my family because my brother was over there at college at Chaminade, and I always had a great time. But, you know, I always talk about how the last place you'll ever go on a true buddy's destination is Hawaii, because there's no way your significant other is going to let you go without them to a place as fantastic as Hawaii, true paradise. So there's a million great spots in Hawaii. You know them probably even way better than I do. Certainly Kapalua is one of my favorite spots. Other than that, you know, Napa is a great couples destination.
Oh,
Cordoval,
yes,
is a great couples destination. Sea Island, you know, Pinehurst, Greenbrier. There, you know, anytime you have a destination that has kind of a great spa, good golf and good accommodations and great service with a good spa and other with, you know, good culinary experiences, that makes a great couples trip. And the country is littered with great options, and some of my favorites are the ones I just listed.
Yeah. Now, I was also going through some of your, you know, blogs that you write. You also keep most of your work at a specific destination, which just went out of my mind, where you keep all of what you've written. The Golf Advisor.
GolfAdvisor.com, yeah.
GolfAdvisor.com, if you want to find out what Matt Janella suggests, you know, like how to get to Bandon Dunes. It's all there. But I was reading Hershey, Pennsylvania. There's lots of courses for golfers and nine holers for families. Would Hershey
be? Yeah. You know, this is one of the great stories in America is the story of Milton Hershey, one of the all-time and forever incredible philanthropic endeavors. Milton Hershey started the chocolate company in what is now Milton, Hershey, Pennsylvania. And in building this company, he realized he needed to build the infrastructure to a town that could accommodate all the employees that he needed to have to make a successful company. So he pieced together this town, this very literally and figuratively sweet little town, in which he built a theme park, multiple golf courses. He brought in the best pros going back, you know, to the 40s and 50s. Henry Picard, Ben Hogan was a pro there. Byron Nelson won a PGA championship there 75 years ago. This year will be the 75th anniversary of Byron Nelson winning a PGA championship there. And Milton Hershey, being way ahead of his time, started what was called the juvenile golf course, realizing that kids need to have a special experience. You can't just introduce kids to the game on a big league ballpark, like a big golf course. It just doesn't make a ton of sense. And he built a little golf course specifically for kids, and the only way adults could play it is if the kids invited the adults as a guest. and you know, that's what talking about what a visionary this guy was. And now there is a $7 billion trust. $7 billion with a B, dollar trust that Hershey has in place to run what's called the Milton Hershey School for kids who are, you know, have been abused and are children of you know, alcohol or chemical dependent parents, victims of physical abuse, and these kids are plucked out of all of these little situations around the country and brought to a safe place, and they are given, you know, not only a place to live and an education, but they're given a chance for a future. And it's an incredible story. And then they've just started a golf program, and they use the juvenile golf course, which is now called Spring Creek, for the program. They've got a great lodging there. Again, multiple golf facilities, good for families. It's a hidden gem in sort of middle of Pennsylvania.
Fantastic. I had no idea. And another one I came upon is a little bit closer to home, and because I didn't call you in time, we only have a couple more minutes. Common Ground in Denver.
It's another good story. It's, you know, I by the way, the Broadmoor, just outside of Denver, is a great spot for couples and families. Fantastic destination. Again, hosted several, you know, major events, including Women's U.S. Opens.
Yeah.
But just if you're flying in and out of Denver, definitely to play Common Ground. It's a public golf course redone by Tom Doak and his partner at the time, Jim Urbina, who is based in Denver. And it's a great public facility for $50. They have an amazing caddy program there. The Solich Caddy Academy.
It's hard to say that.
Yeah, exactly. That they're starting, I believe this is the third summer that they're starting this. Again, underprivileged kids given a chance to get a job. They're taught the, you know, the first tee lessons. You get a caddy for free if you go play at Common Ground. All you are asked to do is you know, share some life lessons with these kids and potentially give them a tip if they earn it. And it's a fantastic program. Great golf course. And, you know, again, for $50, very affordable.
Absolutely. And then let's close with, how about the Classic at Madden's Resort?
The Classic at Madden Resort is another, you know, multiple golf course facility. I think the Classic, one of, I think, four courses there at Madden's Resort on Brainerd Lake on Gull Lake in Brainerd, Minnesota. Another, again, as I travel around, Danielle, it's so fun to kind of discover hidden gems.
Yeah.
And that's truly, during the summer, you get great value on Gull Lake, great fishing, walleye fishing. Look up a guy by the name of Walleye Dan. He'll give you a heck of a tour and give you a boat ride, and you'll catch a bunch of fish. And it's a beautiful spot. And the Classic, to me, is one of the most underrated golf courses in America. It's always on the 100 greatest list, and it's only about $110 to play in peak season, and good replay rates, a great walk. Just very simple, understated, minimalist architecture, and a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. I feel like I need to go to all three of those places tomorrow.
Well, you'd call me and thank me later, I promise.
Okay. Oh, Matt Chinnella, it's always good talking with you. Next time we'll have to spend more time and get you on earlier.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Thanks again, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. I want to point out that today the USGA local qualifying's underway for the guys. This is at the Ka'anapali Golf Resort. They're playing for the opportunity to go to the sectional. Now, this is what's cool for the girls. Also at Ka'anapali, the 2015 U.S. Women's Open sectional qualifier is underway today at the Ka'anapali Golf Resort Royal Course. All right, so that's all happening. And, I mean, Kaylin, Malia, Jasmine, Madison, Shayna, Lana, Allison, Claire, Marielle, Annika, Mikado, Aiko, Zoe Ann, Anna, Rose, and Meredith. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, they provide CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. And these systems, they can be monitored anywhere in the world, on your laptop or your smartphone. It's Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Creative Plumbing. Now, whether you're in charge of this big, gigantic building, or a little tiny one, or a shopping center that stretches forever, or just a single store, maybe you've got a custom home, or a townhouse, or just a regular house, call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. And that's what Creative Plumbing does. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore Gem. And the winner of our two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay, our Mother's Day giveaway, is, oh, where did his name go? I know I have it here. Conrad Nishina of Honolulu. Congratulations to you, Conrad. And Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. What they do is they go on your property, you know, they come in, they check out your house, see how things are, you know, are your louvers safe, what have you, and then They will put the protection in place for your home or your business, for your concert or a special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. So get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection, what you need. They're in California, but they're in Hawaii. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.